High winds are again hitting the coast of British Columbia, as gusts surpassing 100 kilometers per hour have been reported at several outlying islands. The continuing stormy weather comes as police say emergency crews have recovered the body of a second victim killed in a mudslide in the Sea to Sky region during another windstorm last weekend. Environment Canada says it has issued a wind warning for BC's north and central coast, including Haida Gwaii, northern and eastern Vancouver Island, as well as parts of the Sunshine Coast, including Powell River. The agency says winds in some areas may reach 120 kilometers per hour, presenting potentially hazardous driving conditions. In response to the warnings, BC Ferries say a number of sailings in Haida Gwaii and the areas near Campbell River and Hornby Island were cancelled, although most crossings have resumed as conditions improve. A weather advisory for Greater Victoria and the Southern Gulf Islands also warned of gusty winds in the area that may lead to power outages and disrupt travel plans. Environment Canada data shows gusts reaching 140 kilometers per hour and beyond at Sardine and Solander Islands off the northern coast of Vancouver Island today, while locations such as Sandspit and Masset in Haida Gwaii are reporting gusts of 90 kilometers per hour or above. The frontal system that brought high winds to coastal BC this weekend also caused temperatures to spike in a number of communities, with Bella Bella, Prince Rupert, Qualicum Beach and West Vancouver all breaking decades-old high-temperature records on Saturday. In response, Avalanche Canada has elevated the risk level to considerable for a number of alpine areas along BC's coast, including most of Vancouver Island, much of the mountainous regions north of Metro Vancouver, as well as the area north of Kitimat to the provincial border with the Alaskan Panhandle. The latest weather warnings come a day after winds exceeding 120 kilometers per hour pummeled BC's central coast Saturday, while places such as Bella Bella and the Howe Sound north of Metro Vancouver reported gusts exceeding 90 kilometers per hour. Earlier in the week, winds approaching 140 kilometers per hour were reported on Vancouver Island, while last weekend's severe windstorm led to the mudslide that closed a large section of the Sea to Sky Highway linking Vancouver and Whistler. A home in the area was also struck by the mudslide, and police recovered the body of one of two occupants on December 15, the day after the mudslide. On Saturday night, Squamish RCMP confirmed that crews recovered the second occupant's body, but did not release the names of the victims. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 22, 2024. The Canadian Press.